This is an interesting topic, and it was one when I started looking at it, I said, well, surrender, how hard can that be, you know? But it turns out there's a lot more to it than you might think. And I'll tell you a story from my own practice that sort of illustrates the problem. I filed a Chapter 7 case a couple of years ago for a guy who had, at one point in a more, I'll say, optimistic period in his life, bought a vacation home in Clovis, New Mexico. And, you know, things didn't go well for him, and he ended up back in East Texas, and I filed a Chapter 7 for him. He said, you know, I'm going to surrender this house. And I said, good, because you can't keep it anyway. And we did that, and he got a discharge. The case was closed. And the creditor, which I don't remember the creditor, it was a big bank, they never appeared in the case, never filed a stay motion, you know, never called me, nothing. And so about 6 months later, I get a call from my client because he has gotten some demand notices from the city of Clovis, New Mexico, for things like the water bill and the electric bill and the you haven't mowed your yard bill. And he said, what do I need to do about these? And I said, well, let me see if we can find the creditor. So eventually we found the creditor, who had hired a lawyer, thankfully, who said, oh, yeah, we're going to foreclose on that. We're just taking a while. And so this is, you know, 6 months after the discharge. Well, it turns out New Mexico, which I did not know this since I live in East Texas, is a judicial foreclosure state. So 8 months after the 6 months when I first spoke to him, they finally got around to foreclosing. And so it took 14 months after the discharge for the house to be out of my guy's name. And in the meantime, he got lots of notices and phone calls and was really stressed out about it.